And now the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency, a 0015 on Friday the 13th of December. The general synopsis at 0015. Low north, Trafalgar, 1,016, slow moving, filling 1,020 by 1800 Friday. The area forecasts for the next 24 hours. Viking. Southwest, veering west later, 4 to 6. Occasional rain, then showers later. Moderate or good, occasionally poor. North Utsira, South Utsira. Southerly or southeasterly, veering southwesterly, 4 to 6. Decreasing 3 for a time in South Utsira. Occasional rain. Moderate or good, occasionally poor. 40s, Cromarty, 4th. Southwest, 3 to 5, veering west, 4 to 6 later. Occasional rain or drizzle. Fog patches at first in 40s. Moderate or good, occasionally very poor at first in 40s. Tyne, Dogger, Fisher. Variable, 2 to 4, becoming south or southwest, 3 to 5, veering northwest later in Tyne and Dogger. Occasional drizzle, fog patches, except in Tyne. Moderate or good, occasionally very poor, except in Tyne. German Bight, Humber, Thames, Dover. East or southeast, veering southwest later, 2 to 4. Occasional drizzle, moderate or good. White, Portland, Plymouth, Biscay. East or southeast, 3 to 5, becoming variable, 2 to 4. Occasional rain, moderate or good. Trafalgar. Cyclonic, 2 to 4, occasionally 5 and east, thundery showers, good, occasionally moderate. South Fitzroy, cyclonic, 2 to 4, thundery showers, good, occasionally moderate. North Fitzroy, Seoul, easterly or southeasterly, backing northerly or northeasterly, 3 to 5, showers, perhaps thundery, good, occasionally moderate. Lundy, Fastnet. East, 3 to 5, becoming variable, 2 to 4. Then northwest, 3 to 5 later. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. Irish Sea, southeast, becoming variable, 2 to 4. Becoming northwest, 4 or 5 later. Occasional drizzle, moderate or good. Shannon, variable, 2 at first in north. Otherwise, easterly, backing northerly, 3 to 5. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. Rockall, cyclonic, 3 to 5, becoming west or northwest, 4 to 6. Occasional rain, then showers, good, occasionally moderate. Mallin, south or southwest, 3 to 5, veering northwest, 4 to 6 later. Occasional rain, then showers later, good, occasionally poor. Hebrides, Bailey, Fair Isle, Faroes. West or southwest, veering northwest later, 4 to 6. Occasional rain, then showers. Wintry in Bailey and Faroes. Good, occasionally poor. And southeast Iceland. Southwesterly, 5 to 7. Veering northerly or northwesterly, 4 to 6. Becoming variable, 2 to 4 later in west and south. Showers becoming wintry. Moderate or good, occasionally poor. And now for the weather reports from coastal stations for 2300. Tyree automatic, south, southeast 4, 12 miles, 1,029, falling slowly. Stornoway, southwest 4, 24 miles, 1,027, falling slowly. Lerwick, southwest 4, drizzle, 6 miles, 1,026, falling slowly. Wick automatic, west by south 1, 14 miles, 1,028, falling more slowly. Aberdeen, north, 1, mist, 1 mile, 1,030, falling slowly. Lookers, southwest by west, 2, mist, 3 miles, 1,031, steady. Boomer, west, southwest, 3, mist, 2 miles, 1,031, falling slowly. Bridlington, east, 3, 1,030, falling slowly. Sindetti light vessel automatic, east southeast 4, 2 miles 1028. St Catherine's Point automatic, east by north 4, 1027, falling slowly. Jersey, east by south 3, mist 5 miles 1026, falling slowly. Channel light vessel automatic, east 5, 1027. Scilly automatic. East southeast 4, 9 miles 1026, steady. Milford Haven, northeast by east 2, 15 miles 1029, falling slowly. Aberporth, calm. 19 miles 1029, falling slowly. Valley, north northeast 1, 5 miles 1030, falling slowly. Liverpool Crosby, northeast by east 2, mist, 2 miles 1030, falling slowly. Valentia, east by north 4, 24 miles 1027, now rising. Ronald's Way, east by south 3, slight drizzle, 1.5 miles 1030, falling slowly. Malin Head, south 3, 6 miles 1029, now rising. And Machrihanish automatic, southeast by east 1, 13 miles 1030, falling slowly. And now here's the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours, issued by the Met Office at 2300 on Thursday the 12th of December. The general situation: pressure will remain high across the United Kingdom during the next day or two, bringing settled conditions to much of England and Wales, although patchy drizzle will continue to affect some coastlines. A cold front will move southeastwards across Scotland and Northern Ireland during Friday, bringing an interval of rain to these areas. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. Southwesterly 3 to 5, increasing 6 later in north, then veering westerly or northwesterly 4 to 6 later. Occasional rain, then showers later. Good, occasionally moderate. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed. Variable 3 or less at first in south, otherwise southwesterly 3 to 5, veering westerly later. Showers later, good, occasionally moderate later. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby. Variable 3 or less, becoming south or southwest 2 to 4. Veering west or northwest 3 to 5 later. Occasional rain later, moderate or good. Whitby to Gibraltar Point. Southeast 3 or 4, veering south 2 or 3. Then west or southwest 3 or 4 later. Occasional drizzle at first, moderate or good. Gibraltar Point to North Foreland, easterly or southeasterly, veering southwesterly later, 2 to 4. Occasional drizzle at first, moderate or good. North Foreland to Selsey Bill, easterly 3 or 4, becoming variable 3 or less, then westerly or northwesterly 2 to 4 later, mainly fair, moderate or good. Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis, east or northeast, 3 or 4, becoming variable 3 or less later, fair, then showers, good, occasionally moderate. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly, east or northeast, 3 or 4, becoming variable, mainly northwest, 2 to 4 later, fair, then rain or showers, moderate or good. Land's End to St David's Head, including the Bristol Channel, east or northeast 3 or 4, becoming variable 3 or less, then north or northwest 3 to 5 later. Occasional drizzle or showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor at first in east. St David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St George's Channel, east or northeast, becoming variable 3 or less, becoming northwest 3 to 5 later, fair, then drizzle at times, moderate or good, occasionally poor at first. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway, east or northeast 2 to 4, becoming variable 3 or less, then northwest 3 to 5 later, occasional drizzle, moderate or good, occasionally poor at first in south. Isle of Man, southeast 3 or 4, becoming variable 2 to 4, then northwest 3 to 5 later, occasional drizzle, good, occasionally poor. Lough Foyle to Carlingford Lough, variable 2 to 4, becoming west or northwest 3 to 5, occasional drizzle, then rain or showers later, moderate or good. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel. Variable, but mainly southeasterly at first, 2 to 4, becoming northwesterly 3 to 5 later. Occasional drizzle, then rain or showers later. Moderate or good. Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point. South or southwest 3 to 5, veering northwest 4 to 6 later. Occasional drizzle, then rain or showers later. Moderate or good, occasionally poor later. Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath, southerly or southwesterly 4 or 5, occasionally 6 in north and 3 at first in south, then veering northwesterly 4 to 6. Occasional drizzle, then rain, then showers later. Moderate or good, becoming moderate or poor for a time. And the Shetland Isles, southwest, veering west or northwest later, 4 to 6. Occasional rain, then showers later. Moderate or good, occasionally poor. And that indeed completes the shipping bulletin. And it's done for another day here on Radio 4, but we will be reunited at 20 past 5 for another day of festivities. Thank you for listening with us on Radio 4 tonight. This is Kelsey Bennett at Broadcasting House in London. From me and Vigi Ullis, we wish you a steady and restful night. Good night.
It's 1 o'clock GMT. Hello, I'm Leanna Byrne, and this is Business Matters on the BBC World Service. Today, we're live in Penang and New York. Coming up on the programme, France's President Macron is scrambling to form a new government, tackle the budget and address growing economic pressures. A British hedge fund trader is sentenced for a $1 billion tax scam, one of the largest frauds in Danish history. The fight to save a beloved general store in Vermont, made famous by folk pop star Noah Kahan. And 18 years after the closure of a UK Peugeot plant devastated a community, what lessons does it hold for today's car makers in the race to go electric? That's Business Matters here on the BBC. But first, here's the latest BBC news.
BBC News with Sue Montgomery. The head of NATO has said it is time to shift to a wartime mindset, warning that the military alliance's members are not spending enough to prepare for the threat of a conflict with Russia. Speaking to the BBC, the alliance's Secretary General Mark Rutte said Moscow was preparing for long-term confrontation with Ukraine and with NATO.
My plea here is, if you have children, grandchildren, if you think our way of life should be preserved, the democracy, our values, then we have to prioritize defense. And if we don't, in 4 or 5 years, we are in real difficulty.
The US Secretary of State Antony Blinken is having talks in Turkey with President Erdogan on establishing stability in Syria. They were also expected to discuss continuing clashes in northern Syria between Kurdish forces supported by the US and Turkish-backed rebels who are aligned with the HTS group that toppled Bashar al-Assad. Medical staff in central Gaza say Israeli airstrikes on Thursday killed at least 20 people in the Nusayrat camp and injured many others. The strikes took place a day after the UN General Assembly voted overwhelmingly to demand an immediate, unconditional and permanent ceasefire in Gaza. Warren Bull reports.
The Hamas-run civil defence agency said the airstrikes hit a multi-storey block in which a number of Palestinians were sheltering. Some of those killed were reported to be children. There was no immediate comment from the Israeli military on the strike in central Gaza, but since its war with Hamas started in October last year, it's made regular statements that Hamas fighters hide among the territory's civilian population. Hours before the Nusayrat incident, Palestinian medical staff said Israeli airstrikes overnight on Wednesday killed a team of 12 Palestinians guarding aid shipments in Rafah, in southern Gaza.
A Chinese